Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the question, where is your confidence? Many people in life place their confidence in natural things, in their own ability to assess a situation, in their resources, in their finances, in their education, or in other people. They place their trust, their confidence, their sense of security in things on this earth. God has called us to a completely radical lifestyle, and it is a lifestyle of abandonment where all of our trust, all of our confidence is in Him and Him alone, where we have come to the place where we are no longer self-confident, but we are completely God-confident. In the middle of the night, in a small Midwest farming community, the two-story house of a young family caught fire. Quickly, everyone made their way through the smoke-filled house out to the front yard. Everyone except a 5-year-old boy. The father looked up to the boy's room and saw his son crying at the window, rubbing his eyes from the smoke. The father knew better than to re-enter the house to rescue his son, so he yelled to him, "Son, jump! I'll catch you!" Between sobs, the boy responded to the voice that he knew so very well, "But I can't see you, Dad." The father answered with great assurance, "No, son, you can't, but I can see you." The boy jumped and was safely caught by his loving father, and that boy, because of his decision to abandon himself to his father and put his trust in him, lived. God has called us to be like that little child, the child who will choose to place his confidence in his father's word rather than in his own ability to assess a situation or even to understand. Many people in life face situations where they cannot imagine how they can get out of the difficulty that they are in. No matter how hard they try and struggle and attempt to resolve it, they cannot see a way out. But they've been relying upon their own insight, their own intellect, their own reasoning ability, their own logic, their own resources. God has called us to a lifestyle of abandonment to Him, where we abandon ourselves to a complete and total and absolute trust in God, where we will put His word first, no matter whether we understand it or not, whether we can see how God could ever pull it off or not, but we decide our confidence is going to be placed securely in Him and not in ourselves or in any other person. Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9 gives us this exhortation. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Proverbs 3:26 gives us this encouraging word. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. When you make God the place of your confidence, when you decide, "I'm placing all my confidence in Him," the reward, the blessing that comes to the person whose trust is completely placed in God is that God will keep your foot from being caught. Many people fear to put all of their trust in God because they are afraid that God will not come through for them or that they will end up in a situation they don't want to be in. And yet the Word of God tells us throughout Scripture how powerful, how blessed the person is who puts his complete trust and confidence in God. Proverbs 14:26 says, "In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and His children will have a refuge." The person who fears God, reverences God, honors God, has a complete and total commitment to God, that person can have strong confidence. And the confidence is not in themselves. Their confidence is in God. And it says that that person will have a refuge, and the refuge will be God Himself. Psalm 65:5 says about the Lord, "You are the trust of all the ends of the earth." That is the truth about God. And yet we see even many Christians putting their trust in natural things rather than completely committing themselves, abandoning themselves to trust only in God. One of the reasons that people struggle with placing all of their confidence in God is that culturally in the United States, we have been trained from childhood to become self-reliant, to rely on our own self, to rely on our own abilities, to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. And that's an admired quality, and it's an encouraged attribute. And yet, it absolutely contradicts Scripture. God wants to train us to be God-reliant rather than self-reliant, God-confident rather than self-confident. Another common bit of advice that's given to people and has been sown into the fabric of our society is the warning to never put all your eggs in one basket, as the saying goes, meaning that you never trust completely in one area. You don't put all of your resources or your confidence or your security in one thing. In case it doesn't work out for you, in case that falls through, you'll have a little backup. And because of that philosophy being so ingrained in our culture, people struggle with completely trusting God. One clue that you are not fully placing your trust in God is if you have a backup plan in case God doesn't come through for you. This exposes the heart condition of not fully trusting in God, but instead trusting in yourself or trusting in another way to bring deliverance other than God. In order to get to the place where you can be like that little child that would fully abandon himself at the word of his father and jump when he could not see how he could be safe doing that, will require you to do two things. First, you will have to renew your mind by the word of God. The world will tell you, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't throw out self-reliance, but keep self-reliance to protect yourself. But if you continue in that way, you will never come to the place where you have completely placed your entire confidence in God. You will have to renew your mind by the word of God in order to become a person fully abandoned, fully confident, completely placing all of your security and your trust and your refuge in God alone. You have to renew your mind by the word of God, by memorizing the scripture that gives us the exhortation to trust God, the promises to the person who trusts God, the warning to not trust in yourself. Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 3, verse 3, put no confidence in the flesh. Put no confidence in the flesh. And he was talking about his own attributes, his own strengths. He said, if anyone has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more. And he talked about his religious training, his education, his high standing in the religious circles. He had all the goods as far as religious upbringing was concerned. But he said, put no confidence in those things. God does not want you to have confidence in the flesh. You need to memorize that word. And when you're tempted to put confidence in your flesh, repeat that word of God from Philippians 3:3. Put no confidence in the flesh. And then say what God's word says. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. In the fear of the Lord, there's strong confidence, and his children will have a refuge. Say to the Lord, Psalm 65:5, you are the trust of all the ends of the earth. Or Psalm 118, it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. God wants you to be a person who is fully abandoned to Him, where your confidence is completely in God. If you can get to that place by renewing your mind through the Word of God, your second step then becomes acting upon the Word, where you will resist the temptation to engage in plan B or even having a plan B. You will act on the Word. God said, trust Him. You'll say, that's all I'm going to do. A young lady in our congregation was a great demonstration of this. She was a single woman with two children on welfare, and the Word of God about tithing was being spoken to her by the Holy Spirit, the Lord gently urging her to trust Him, trust Him, trust Him, and bring her tithe in. God wanted to bless her. He wanted to change her financial picture, but she would hold on to the little bit she had. The day came when she surrendered and began to tithe out of her welfare income. She gave a testimony in our church just recently, and the words were so beautiful. She said, today I am completely debt-free. She had been in credit card debt to the max, and she said, I have a savings account, and I'm saving for a house. Her situation was dramatically turned around. She had a beautiful job. God had been blessing her, but it came out of a heart that made the decision to renew her mind by the Word, and secondly, to begin acting on the Word and to put confidence in God and not confidence in her own ability to figure out how on earth it could possibly work. God wants to make you that kind of a person, but put your confidence 100% in the Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781 USA. In the United States, you can call us toll free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.